Okay, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Da 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 science us bum da 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 science us bum bum science us bum 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 bum.
All right, that was too. This is too long. It's already too long.
It's fading out. Da 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 bum science us bum 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 science us bum bum da da da. You have to start talking.
Okay.
During the fade.
You're not going to fade all the way?
No, I was going to fade all the way, but you have to be introing under the fade to like transition out.
Okay.
You don't just silently wait for a fade out. Well, that's like the end of it.
That's what I do. I like to wait right till the last second, and then I come in.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Us.
Science Us.
My name is Ivan Decker.
I am Peter Carlone.
And that's Peter Carlone, and we're not scientists. In any way, shape, or form.
No.
This week, I am going to Science Peter.
Excited and looking forward.
Yeah, I was reading some...
Before we get going.
Yes.
People of the internet, please email us if you loved my Science Us song and think that we should use that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're taking votes now for which of the theme songs we've improvised should become our permanent theme song. I'm thinking we might just make it a count-in, like the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 that I did at the beginning of this. I think that would be pretty good.
Oh, I see. You're usurping my
no,
candidate.
No, I'm leaving it open to democracy.
Okay, fair enough. No, I don't mind a count-in. A count-in could be fine, like 5, 4, 3, 2, and then a couple of sound effects, and then be like, welcome
to
science.
Yeah, I'll put in some like pss, 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 like that noise.
I didn't talk over it, therefore that's a clean, and you got like, a clean... These are all clean edits. I haven't talked over any of those.
Lots of noises throughout the entire intro.
What about like a pneumatic Star Trek-y door?
Yeah, like... Yeah, that's pretty good.
That wasn't bad.
That'd be a good... I think that's just the sound. That's it. That's the whole intro.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Science Us.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Welcome. You've been transported onto the deck
of the USS. Not so great.
USS... speculation.
The USS Speculation is going to be a t-shirt. Mark my words. End of this month, I will have USS Speculation t-shirts.
All right. Right after you build us a website.
Ah, crap.
Throw stuff up on it.
The nacelles will be question marks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So welcome back. Speaking of, this is actually a good transition because this week, the piece of news that I was going to talk about was about how they have now discovered 8 new planets that exist in the Goldilocks zone of their respective stars.
Oh.
Meaning that they could, in theory, support Earth-like life.
So that is not around one star, though.
No.
Oh, that would have been
sweet.
They
didn't just find 8 planets around one
star. An 8-planet system in the Goldilocks zone?
That would be
zone?
Pretty cool if it was like 8
we're
planets
set to go.
That are like shared in orbit, and you could just like, we could set up like a tube system.
Oh, man.
To get us
oh,
from
yeah,
one
especially if they were like
other.
On a set orbit.
If they're all in, what's that called, static?
So you could just, except then if they don't rotate themselves within their orbit,
yeah,
then the one side will be baked dry, the others, there won't be weather. There wouldn't be very good weather.
Yeah,
you need the Earth to rotate.
They'd also probably need a moon to make sure that they have tides and stuff.
If we want the kind of life that Earth has.
Yeah.
Like, I think Earth developed tidal life because we had tides.
But, like, what about all the theories that the moon affects, like, our hormones? Is that... What about that?
Here's the thing I feel about that. No, because it's been there for billions of years. Here's the thing that always gets me about it. I don't understand what their argument is. But when they're like, oh, man, it's a full moon tonight. That moon is no less or more present than it ever has been.
What are you
it's
talking
just
about?
More of it is visible.
Nah, it's full though.
Yeah, but it's not. The moon isn't different when it's full. It just has more
what
light
do you
mean on
it's it. Different.
It has more light on it.
It's so different. It's rounder.
No, it's not.
It's
physically
not shaped
rounder.
Like a. It's not shaped like a sickle.
No. But that's okay. First of all, that is humans looking up at an object, assuming it goes through weird, like, actual physical cycles.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. It's a rock floating around in space.
Yeah.
Dragging water around the planet.
That's pretty cool, though.
That's... tides awesome.
Yeah. So if we don't have a tidal system, would we be all right?
If we went from having a tidal system for 5 whatever billion years to not having a tidal system, I think we're screwed.
Yeah.
Just because, our rivers, like...
So not only do planets need to be in the Goldilocks zone, they gotta have a moon?
Well, no, because here's what I'm thinking.
What if they got more than one moon? What if we're on a moon, and instead of a moon, it's like Saturn?
Guys, if you're just...
What about that?
If you're just tuning in, Ivan dropped some drugs before this episode.
I did. Well, I took some...
Oh, you actually did?
Acetaminophen.
Okay.
Does that count as... I don't think that's mind-altering.
Look, okay, here's my conclusion on does the moon affect your hormones. If the moon affects your hormones...
Yeah.
Then you'd better not take acetaminophen.
What?
Because that'll outright kill you.
Okay.
It's the same thing as people with those magnet bracelets that are like, it helps my blood move around and takes the pain away. And you're like, you better not get an MRI.
Yeah.
Because those things are trillions of times more powerful than that bracelet.
Yeah.
And by that logic, it should just tear your brain off.
Yeah. Okay. So the moon doesn't do anything.
Okay. All right. Hang on now. You got me up against the wall here.
So the moon does nothing to
people? No. Hang on. The moon definitely does things.
I know one thing about the moon. Sometimes it hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
It does.
When
but
it does that.
It's not the moon then.
When it does that, it's a moray.
It's a moray now. Now, Science Us is a very scientifically based podcast.
Yeah, we're talking...
Ivan.
Yes.
Tell the listeners at home who have just... they're sitting by the fireside and they've dialed their radios in to scienceus.105.
Science Us AM.
Yeah.
Amplitude modulation.
Yep. Tell the listeners at home, what is the Goldilocks Zone?
The Goldilocks Zone is an area in a certain distance. It's like basically a band surrounding a star.
Yep.
Where if a celestial body, i.e. a planet,
okay,
is within that zone, it will be similar to temperature of Earth. So it'll have liquid water. And
or it could support it.
Could support, yeah. So basically it just means that like the temperature on the planet is right in the zone where the
right.
water would be liquid, not like boiling steam that's going to kill us or frozen ice that is also going to kill us.
With
ice is actually not as bad as steam. I mean, if I had to go, like if you had to pick like a steam planet.
No.
Yeah.
Ice.
I'll take Hoth over... I don't know if there was a steam planet in Star Wars. I guess that lava planet.
I believe it was called
Steamy 3.
Steamy 701B.
The end of episode 3 where they were having a lightsaber fight and they hit one button and then the entire base started falling into the lava.
Which, like, man, should you ever not have that button? Because even the electrician wiring it must have been like, hey, you guys really should not be getting me to do this.
Yeah, this whole planet is made of lava. Why do you have a button for just, like, make it fall in?
You know what was weird about that? I don't remember what was the purpose of that station on there. It seemed like a power station.
I think it was just like a hidden base. Wasn't it like a hidden...
I guess.
Because it's where they all went to hide when they were rounding up.
Which, why do villains always build their bases in dangerous circumstances? Like, why don't they ever have like a really, like a NORAD style, like, it's just inside a mountain.
Yeah, it's just...
And it's really, really secure.
Yeah. Because you want to throw people into a lava pit.
If you're
part of being a villain.
You gotta throw people into lava pits.
Yeah. Or steam pits, if it's a steam planet.
And do you remember how great that movie is? Because George Lucas wrote the stage directions out as dialogue when he was he says to Anakin, "It's over, Anakin. I have the higher ground."
Yeah.
You're like, oh boy.
And then he's like, "You don't know how powerful I am." And then he jumps. And then he gets all of his legs and one of his arms cut off.
"You don't know how powerful I am. Neither do I.
I bet I can flip. I bet I can flip so you don't even really have to swing that lightsaber." By the way, spoiler alert, guys. Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Just so you know.
Just so you know.
If you're just tuning in.
If you're just tuning in and you've never seen Star Wars, sorry, I guess.
Now, I believe that the Goldilocks zone doesn't necessarily mean that the planet is basically Earth version 2.
No.
Because there's other factors to take into account, like the size of the planet and the mass and its volatility, too, because you could still have a gas giant
if it's
in
super
the Goldilocks
huge,
zone.
If it's a super massive planet, gravity's
no
going to be too strong.
You can go into that one.
We'll be pancake people. We can't handle the gravity.
Our poor little bones.
Yeah. I mean, unless we, like, got super strong.
Where's that planet with, like, one... It was, like, 1.1 the size of Earth. So it was, like, we wouldn't... It's, like, basically perfect. And I think it's in the Goldilocks zone. I think it's that one near... Betelgeuse.
Yeah,
I just made that shit up.
I know that star. It's pretty close by. Yeah, so basically if we were to go to one of these planets, I don't know what we would need. People are going to Mars, which seems crazy to me, because is Mars in the Goldilocks zone?
Good question. I'm going to say no.
I don't think it is, but there's a theory that the Goldilocks zone is moving.
Oh.
Or I don't think it's a theory. I'm pretty sure it's a fact. Like, as the sun
heats
up,
obviously
you're going to want to get further away from it. So basically, when the fire starts getting bigger, you might want to take a step back. So in, you know, roughly 100 million years, when the sun is much, much hotter, and the Goldilocks zone moves back to about Mars's orbit, then we're probably going to want to hightail it back there.
That's why we got to start prepping now.
Because our planet's going to become a steam planet. And
steamy.
The only person who's going to be there will be Anakin and Obi-Wan fighting. They can stay. They can stay and fight.
And they can argue about who has the higher ground all day.
Yeah, and villains. Villains can stay there and hide.
So these eight other planets, I mean, if we could figure out how to travel a little faster, that would basically become our fancy little federation.
Yeah.
Our little Firefly type of reality.
Yeah, we could set up, hopefully we'd bring horses. I like that idea.
If we don't bring horses, like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Honestly, in colonizing.
Space horse.
Space horses.
Because also, horses, like, you're going to make a goddamn statement if you're, like, bringing a thing that's... It basically requires the life support system of three people. You're like, hey, we don't even care about three people. We brought this horse. Does it talk or make decisions? No. It does nothing while we're in space.
Here's the thing, though. I think once we get to another planet, we're going to need it. Like, it's almost like creating the old school jobs again. You know, people are going to have to be setting up farms for the first time.
Totally. And, you know, blacksmiths.
We're not going to just show up and then be like, ah, perfect. Now to the corner store.
Being able to take raw materials and turn that into stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to turn a rock into a knife.
Don't tell anyone that if you're trying to go to Mars.
I don't think I want to go to Mars.
You don't? I definitely want to go to Mars.
Yeah?
To the point that I signed up for that Mars One thing.
I heard you did.
I didn't finish my video.
Did you get any feedback?
No, I didn't finish my video.
Okay.
So my application didn't even go through.
You didn't meet the deadline?
Nope. Did not meet the deadline.
Yeah, classic Peter Carlone.
I'm not.
So you Peter Carlone'd your Mars trip.
We might say that my Mars trip sort of petered out. I didn't finish the video. And
What was the video going to be?
It's like a video. It's like you're supposed to, a bunch of people, hundreds of thousands. No, probably like 10,000 people submitted videos of themselves. Just like a face, like a selfie video or whatever.
So Amazing Race?
Yeah, yeah. Like an audition video. Like why I should go to Mars. And my explanation was going to be like, well, I'm terrible at love. So I don't have anything keeping me here.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my family, my parents, but they can be dealt with. By the time this thing is ready to go, they'll be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I won't have anything here. That was going to be my whole argument, is I just don't have anything here keeping me.
That's a terrible argument.
Oh, I think that's real. I think they don't want any depressed people on the trip to Mars.
I mean, you're funny. That's got to count for something.
I was basically going to say that. I was basically going to be like, you need a morale officer. You need a you need a Guinan.
You need somebody.
Was Guinan funny?
No, I don't think so. She just had advice.
She was wise.
She had advice.
Because she would turn out to have been there for Phlox from Voyager?
I think Geordi was funny.
Geordi
had some hot lines.
I would have volunteered. Yeah, Geordi had some real zings.
Geordi and the robot, they were the ones with the zings.
You heard it here first. Data has just been referred to as Geordi and the robot.
Yeah.
You know what they did? They were one of the original bromances on TV, I think.
Yeah.
Geordi and Data.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They were totally bromancing it up.
Oh, and then Data and Tasha Yar. Man, that was a sexy show.
Pretty sexy.
Very sexy.
Count how many times Riker's shirtless in like season one. It's like every season. I bet you they didn't even ask for a headshot when they cast that guy. They were like, let me see your chest. Perfect.
How are you planning on sitting down on chairs?
Can we see that chest in a alien-type sparkle robe from the sex planet? Got it. All right.
See that robe over there? Go slide into that. Oh, he does that good.
Yep. He's the commander. He's the commanding officer.
He doesn't have a beard right now. I think he should have a beard. We'll deal with that later.
Yeah, season two. Let him grow it.
We'll add that. That was the only change that Riker had in the whole show.
Was it the beard?
Like, he kept grappling with not wanting to be a captain or wanting to be the captain. And then he just grew a beard.
And then he was like, all right, I'm good.
The only new thing about it, the only big character change, he grew
a
beard.
So you've got a beard. You could qualify for Riker style.
I should have said I could have done a Riker thing, because Riker didn't necessarily have any major skills, aside from like being kind of insecure.
Couldn't he play like the trombone or something?
Ah, damn it. Yeah, but I can play a mean Civ 5.
But you're also like you're of British descent.
Which means I'm great at incursioning into other people's land.
Yeah, so if there's any like locals, you'll be fine at
dealing with them.
Yeah.
Unfairly.
But you're like, I don't know.
I'm mostly imperialistic. I'm French, Italian, and British.
Yeah, see, that's a pretty shallow gene pool. I don't think I'd want you
in my... What do you mean that's a shallow gene pool?
I don't think I'd want you in my breeding population.
That is a strong gene pool. If you cut me open, little flags come out.
All right.
I'm so great at colonizing. You need me there.
Do you have any allergies?
Everything. No, yeah. I don't have any allergies either.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
And I might not have Crohn's disease.
Yeah, okay.
I might not.
All right.
I got like a 20% chance of not getting it. It's great.
You're coming to Mars. You're coming on my trip.
I'm going, yeah.
To Mars.
And like, listen. This would be the trip to Mars. I wouldn't even get in your hair at all. This is what it would sound like on the trip to Mars.
It would sound like a siren?
Yeah, there would be a siren in the back. That's just me making siren noises. So you feel more at home.
That's good.
Journey to Mars.
Yeah. I bet you this siren is going to stop right outside my place. Sirens don't go by my building, to the listening audience. This is. I live in the area of town where the sirens are headed for.
Oh, no. So you're already good at hostile environments. I think
I can kind of handle it. I don't know if I'd want to go to Mars, though.
I'd want to because, you know, I love the idea of the adventure. I love the exploration. My one skill that I do believe I have is a little bit of like filmmaking stuff. Like I would really enjoy.
You could document it.
Documenting it. I would really enjoy. Yeah. Like just being the first person with a camera facing, you know, on Mars.
But like how many people are going? What's the size?
Oh, I don't know. Folks. Here's the thing about the Mars One trip. I think is not going well.
Yeah.
I think it was like a very good, not to say that it was a hoax. They were very ambitious. And there's a lot of Nobel laureates like that got into the project.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why people started taking it a tiny bit more seriously than just laughing it off.
Yeah.
The problem is right now, I don't think they've solved any of the radiation problems or any of the actual, like, how to feed yourself when you get there for this one-way trip. Because they can't come back.
Yeah.
So they got to go there for good. So it's like, okay.
And just like hope that the soil grows
tomatoes. Well, yeah, or hope that their like biodome is sustainable and doesn't catch a leak at all or something.
Hey, bad news, everybody. Tomatoes do not grow on Mars, so we're dead. Unless we want to eat Steve or this horse we brought. Wait, we're going to eat the horse?
No, Steve. Why don't we eat that Peter guy? He's been playing StarCraft ever since he smuggled a laptop here. It's probably why we're screwed anyway. Smuggled a whole laptop here.
Yeah, you got rid of one flat tray of celery seeds.
For his laptop. I would do that, guaranteed. I would be sneaking some
games.
Yeah,
I mean, we need to start society off with video games. How else are people supposed to procrastinate and not get things
Absolutely.
Done?
Absolutely.
How are people supposed to jeopardize the survival of their fellow man?
Do you know how many, like, terabyte drives of just all movie. I would ask Netflix. I'd be like, listen, I'm one of the first people going to Mars. This would be a cool, this would be a really cool marketing opportunity for you guys. I would like you to back up Netflix onto this hard drive for me so I don't need
everything.
A connection. Yeah.
I don't know if that would take up, that probably wouldn't take up that much space.
What are you, like a thumb drive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what do they have, 10 shows?
10 shows. I mean, good stuff. I mean, you could really weed out some of the garbage.
No, no way. I want everything.
You want it all? You're going to watch?
Including that awesome Australian show called H2O Just Add Water.
That's the mermaid one?
Yeah, it's about these four teenage girls who have to avoid water because as soon as they touch water, they become mermaids.
For how long?
It's 7 seasons long.
Oh, my God. And how do they turn back?
I didn't watch the show. I watched the first episode, and it's great. They go for a swim because somebody steals the spark plug from their boat as a prank and then kicks them out into the ocean.
Oh, no, we're trapped in the water.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
And they find this, like, cave and swim into it for some stupid reason, and it's all glowy, and it just makes them mermaids.
That's their origin story?
Yeah, and it's, like, episode after episode of, like, being invited to pool parties.
Pool parties.
They want to come to my pool party. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Can I stay on the land part?
I don't want to go too close to it.
Just as long as no one splashes me,
which
I like walking around because I got to get to the dip, and I can't get to the dip if my legs become
a fish. Which makes no sense in Australia, like on the coast. You live in a coastal town. Like, sure, maybe if it was set in Calgary.
Yeah,
like for sure you could be a mermaid. You'd be fine. Avoid water.
What about snow? Does that count? That's technically water.
Maybe if it melts.
And what it, does it have to touch their skin?
I think it depends on the science of turning into a mermaid.
Yeah.
Is it a, is it like a super saturated state? So as soon as you add one molecule of water, all the other molecules around them keeping them human just like snap into a different formation.
Yeah.
Like in a cascading sort of, what do you call it, a chain reaction that turns them into mermaids? Mm-hmm.
Like a real sodium acetate type situation?
Exactly. So if it's that, then snow, they can't be around snow either.
Can't do that.
So I guess
they probably can't even walk out into the air
or drink water. Like, there's a lot of holes with the show.
I, you know what probably causes them to turn into mermaids?
What?
Magic.
I mean, yeah.
Scientifically, it's magic.
Scientifically, it's magic is now the name of our podcast.
No, that's going to be an offshoot podcast where we discuss.
Yeah, yeah. The spinoff to the wildly successful
Once
scientist.
Peter goes to Mars and I have to do this on my own.
You can do it. It'll be a huge delay. Don't you want to be the first podcast made on two planets?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, man.
You got to get there.
That's true. Well, that's our best option, I think.
So who, is there anybody, like this Mars One thing is canceled.
Yeah.
Is someone else planning?
Oh, buddy.
On going to Mars?
Good call. Now, open the curtain of your imaginations, everyone.
Okay.
And in walks, like, through a reveal, like, it's really black, and then he walks into the light.
Is it a mermaid?
It is not a mermaid.
Good, because they can't walk.
But he... yeah, that's true. No, no, this is a walking human.
Is he on a horse?
But no horse.
By
but
himself. That's
he,
not very majestic.
He hates the oil car industry as much as horses do, probably.
Okay.
Actually, no, I think horses are fine not being ridden.
I think part of them likes it.
His name is Elon Musk.
Ah, that guy.
My favorite guy.
I like that guy.
Yep. Founder of PayPal. Sells it to eBay for $2 billion.
Tesla.
Starts Tesla and SpaceX, his private spaceship company, which has a huge, won a huge contract, thanks to the Russians being assholes, with Boeing and
the
NASA.
Russians?
Okay.
Never.
It was just like perfect timing for them. NASA or SpaceX and Boeing were both vying to be like the next shuttle that brings the astronauts to the ISS. Currently, all astronauts, regardless of where you're from, have to go through a Russian program to get there. That's the only spaceship we still have operational. The U.S. retired theirs.
Yeah.
Then.
Which is kind of funny that they retired.
Yeah.
It would be like BC Ferries retiring the ferry. People are like, we still live on the island.
Yeah, be like, figure it out.
Yeah, well, we're retiring the ferries. So we don't like them anymore.
Well, I just thought a private company come. You know what? I think that is what they're trying to do anyway.
Yeah.
Another private company. Anyway, so right around this time that they were vying for this position, the Ukraine and Russia started getting all testy with each other. Or I suppose my current opinion is that Russia started bullying them for no reason. Well, probably hundreds of years of reasons. But like that all started. And now Russia is like, you know what? Your American astronauts have only got like maybe like 2 years left. We're just going to complete the current contracts. And then we're not shuttling any more of your guys into space.
Yeah, because we used pencils. Remember that fake story? Listen.
There seems to be like a lot of emotion
stupid,
here.
Everybody posts that dumb story about how stupid the U.S. is. And they're like, they spent so much money
on zero gravity pen
to write in space. The Russians just used pencils. Listen.
You are so mad about this.
Well, because it's dumb that people are like, well, they, what an oversight. You really, you don't think
they thought
there was
a
reason for this? Pencils are made of graphite, all right? When you write with a pencil, pieces of that graphite break off. In a zero-G environment, they're going to float around. Guess what? Graphite conducts electricity. If that gets into an instrument, kablammo, your spaceship explodes. All right? We need a pen.
Whoa. You heard it here first. I don't know why I keep saying that. Every time you have a, like nail down a rant, I go afterwards and just comment on it.
Yeah, I don't think that that's the first anybody have heard of that.
You heard it here fourth, ladies and gentlemen.
Heard it here fourth. That's the new name of our podcast.
You heard it here fourth.
All right. So
basically
anyway.
That all happened. Russia was like starting to be shitty to the U.S. So the U.S. was like, okay, NASA, figure it out. And NASA was like, SpaceX, let's do this.
And they were like, hey, Boeing.
Yeah. And so SpaceX and Boeing are now working together on this. But SpaceX has something called the Dragon module. Basically, they're just hyper-efficient launch modules, even with the ability for all the parts to return to the landing
pad. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Saving
I think it's
millions.
Wasted.
Yeah.
I think it's wasted.
So he has a supersized, like a scaled up version.
Yeah.
Which is going to carry something like 100 metric tons, he said on an AMA on Reddit recently. Is the
America
plan.
Was using the metric system? But they're so dumb. They have universities.
Here
everybody.
We go, rant number, like whatever number of rant we're on.
Yeah, I'm feeling ranty. I shouldn't have taken
all
this
Tylenol. You
heard
it here fourth, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? It's the Tylenol. It's ranting you up.
Yeah. It's thinning my blood.
The question you asked me a long time ago is anybody else doing it? And the answer is yes. Elon Musk, the Dragon module with an expanded sort of carrying capacity.
To rocket us to Mars.
To Mars. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Now, what's the payload going to be? How many people? Do we know anything about this?
He is intending to ferry people. Now, because it's Elon Musk and he's brilliant, it's going to be a $500,000 trip. So if you want to be an explorer, I don't know if there's a round trip option. I think there might be in Elon's plan because of how efficient his modules are using their fuel.
Yeah.
So you could, especially because they can land themselves, right? So you can go out there. Presumably have somebody in sort of like a drop ship kind of thing go down and then have that ship turn itself around and head back.
Cool.
Anyway, the plan is, yeah, ferrying people out at the cost of like $500,000 per person.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And then so I think, I don't know what the rest of the payload would be, but it's obviously going to be everything from, you know, construction materials, 3D printers, and, you know, food. One would hope food is on the list somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And recyclers, lots of recycly things.
As long as we breed faster than we get hungry.
We don't. 9 months to make one more.
Yeah, I guess that's a long time
sandwich.
To go without eating.
Are you going like Soylent your style over here? You're like,
no.
The only way Mars will be sustainable is rabbit humans?
Yeah, I mean, like if we find, we should find a way to shorten our gestation period.
Should we?
Yeah.
There's so many of
us. I think we're trying, naturally.
We are?
Because, well, you think about all the preemies that are getting born. They're just great leaps forward into the future.
Here's
but then
my...
doctors are like, no, put it in an incubator.
Keep
like,
it in
let,
there.
Let it try.
Let it try.
Maybe it's ready.
If
you
it's successful,
know.
It'll mate, and we'll have shorter baby births.
Yeah. Who are you, a doctor?
Yes. I wonder if that is also something to do with the fact that we're keeping mothers and babies alive so much better than we used to. So now all these preemies, instead of being like, ah, she died in childbirth, or she died of the affliction, which means zero things.
The affliction.
Just
you
like,
mean the t-shirts?
She was...
You mean a UFC fan punched her and killed her?
To death? Yeah, that's probably happened before. That's dark.
Apologies to anybody who's died from the affliction. Or the affliction t-shirt.
Anything affliction related.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to Mars. What about one of these other planets? It's like not.
It's gotta be leaves.
You want leaves.
And like waterfalls.
But that's like a whole terraformed situation.
I want to go to the Avatar planet. Can I go there?
The Avatar planet? Didn't you need. Wasn't it bad for us or something?
I'd go into a blue body.
and plus like.
No, I think the humans were able to run around. I don't know.
I can't remember. I think they were.
I just, the problem with me is, like, I saw that movie in 3D, like, 7 times, and I feel like I've been there. So now I miss it.
Yep.
Like, I want to go back.
You know what? Talking about exploring other planets, like, that's how I feel about some games. Even simple ones. Like, I have memories, emotional memories of places I've been to and built in Minecraft. I'm like, I wish I could go. No, I'm not even joking. Like, there's a castle that's floating around somewhere on my hard drive that if I could load it all up and get the server to accept the old map.
Yeah.
I could go back to that castle. Like, I love
man.
That place.
Ah, it's so cubical.
Yeah.
That word?
Yeah, cubical is 100%
a word. But it's not the way that I used it.
Not what you wanted it to be.
I was thinking AL, not LE.
Ah. Might also be a word.
Maybe. Listen, if you're just tuning in and you are a linguistics major, let us know if there are alternate spellings of cubical. Is it a homonym? Does it have any homonyms? Tell us all about it. Are we allowed to bring homonyms to space?
Absolutely.
I think we should
homonyms.
Make some changes. Like, you know what I think? There are some things we should leave behind on Earth.
Are you going to say something like a Hallmark card over here? Like, leave behind Hadrid.
No.
Okay, good.
But dumb stuff, like the QWERTY keyboard. Hey, if we're going to space, we're changing it.
Start out with a new ABC keyboard.
ABC keyboard.
Yeah, but what happens if all my little typewriter arms get stuck?
Are you going to bring a typewriter to space? We're done with that. Get rid of that. Get rid of the...
The Americans spent millions of dollars developing a laptop. Russians just use typewriters.
They were just like hipsters. They're in space writing a screenplay.
Hipsters are not allowed to go to space. That's the second thing. Don't bring a QWERTY keyboard or hipsters.
This is about a bongo drummer who, like, discovers the cure for everything.
Is that a hipster?
I don't know. I don't do impressions. those were real Australians earlier. The other thing I want to leave behind would be the imperial system, imperial measurement system.
Oh, okay, not the imperial leadership structure.
It's fine. Monarchy. I think we should go back to that for sure. First person on Mars, king of space.
Okay, so you're leaving behind the imperial system, but you're bringing imperials. You're going to leave behind the QWERTY keyboard, bring a new one.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? What else you got?
The new keyboard is just my name. It's the only thing it says on there.
You got to use the Ivan standard. Why? Yeah,
the Ivan
standard. Not even numbers on it.
Nope, no numbers.
Or a space bar.
Count in your head. it's teaching people to think for themselves. Also, the 12-hour clock needs to go. That's got to go.
I think it would have to go.
Because that's Earth time.
Yeah, yeah. It would have to go. I mean, you'd have to have some sort of timing
Would we
system.
Take Earth time to the new place? No, because we'd want to do, like, days.
Oh, no, no.
Like,
yeah,
how confusing would it be to be like, it's Wednesday on Earth. What day is it here? Sklorblar. It is 3.5 Wednesdays.
Actually, no, that's the thing, though. You know what we would do is probably still divide it into months.
Yeah.
Still have days, but the days would be like 30. You know, we couldn't do that because then everything would get off of Earth time.
Yeah.
If we're trying to talk to them and we're still in, like, March 35th,
yeah,
and every day is 3 hours longer.
We would just need a standard star date, and we'd have to go in cycles.
Oh, my God. We'd have to start doing star dates.
It wouldn't be called years anymore. It'd be cycles.
Oh, we'd have to start doing star dates.
Also, the other thing no one has considered
I just got a little hard.
Star dates?
Oh, just the fact that you're right, though. We'd have to use star dates.
Yeah.
The calendar wouldn't work anymore if we wanted to keep communication with the other planet.
No, the calendar has everything to do with the way the Earth is flanging around out there.
We'd soon either be ahead by a year or behind by a whole year, like a half a year. It'd be so confusing.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I cut you off. The other thing that
people don't really consider is, like,
yeah,
because we're so arrogant, we're all assuming.
You mean you and me, like Ivan and Peter?
Yeah. No, I just think as North Americans,
right,
we assume that it would be English would be the chosen language for this new colony.
I mean, I'm going English. I don't want to learn another language.
I don't think so. I think we should learn a more efficient language.
Isn't English pretty efficient, though?
It's the most inefficient.
What? You can say we got one word and it means three things.
Yeah. But then there's like eight words that mean one thing.
That's the,
There's so many like homonyms and words that sound the same.
But like what language then? Japanese?
Nah, because I thought of like, an Eastern language with, I do like a character-based alphabet. I like that.
Arabic lettering kind of thing.
Get rid of the like IGHT words, which don't make any sense. Why is there a G in there? It's
okay, eight. I'm just trying to spell eight. What if we just let English continue to get more efficient, like people are doing with texting and stuff like that, and to let that happen?
Is it becoming more efficient?
Yeah, with the U's, you are.
Putting numbers in there.
You are a QT pie. Like, that's some efficient flirting right there. I've gone from being able to flirt with one
pie
girl.
Pie is just an emoji of a pie.
Yeah.
We're going to let emojis in.
Might as well look, if you're looking for efficiency, we might as well go to a hybrid system of picture lettering like the Chinese have and characters like we have. Like, so it's like,
yeah,
emojis are our pictured letters.
Yeah, I guess emojis are like our Chinese characters. Like, some of them look like a little house.
Yeah, and you draw like a sad face to mean sad. Now you don't have to write the word sad.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just a little sad emoji today.
Yeah, I can't wait till universities start accepting emojis in essays. That'll be the day.
That would be...
Okay, let's see. What do I leave behind if I went to... What do I want them to leave behind? I definitely want to bring a gun because it's my God-given right to carry arms.
Of course. That won't get fired before you even get to Mars.
Listen, I want... Once I get space madness halfway from here and I stare out into the black and can't see anything, I'll just shoot a quick hole in the hull.
The radiation.
No, I'm going to bring it in case we get there and, like a true Britishman, there's people already there.
That would be pretty funny if there was like a bunch of like aliens and everybody's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And then you're like the only one who smuggled a gun.
Don't worry, the Britishman remembered
like,
to bring a musket.
I got a gun! And then you shoot, and then they all are like, oh my God, this guy's the king. And you're like, imperialism!
Yeah!
I get it.
You're just in the corner getting our gear ready for our podcast, being like, he became the king because he smuggled a gun.
King. I'm hilarious. I brought sarcasm. That's why I mentioned before, just quickly, I was hesitant to convert to like the
Islam.
Asian languages.
Oh, sorry.
Because there's no sarcasm in Japanese.
Right.
I couldn't be as hilarious. I could be absurdist, which
yep.
is kind of what
their
I am.
Their thing.
But
like,
know, I just love sarcasm so much.
I think that, can you even have sarcasm in French? I'm trying to think about that. I suppose you could.
It all sounds sarcastic.
Well, no, that's
how's this food? Très bien.
You're talking Quebecers. I'm like Parisian French.
Okay, I don't know.
I feel like Parisian is very okay. Let's not get into that topic. Let's keep talking about exploration.
So you were starting in your list of things you don't want to bring.
I don't want to bring. Well,
you were saying you don't want to bring, and then you said gun is yes. So far we have nothing in the leave behind
category.
Here's
the list of things I want to bring.
So far your inventory is +1.
I would like to bring a brown trench coat. I would like to bring a Winchester 30-30.
You're just naming Firefly.
Yes, this I am. Not... Yes, I am. And a horse. You didn't let me finish. A horse.
And a horse. All right.
Okay,
What
bring?
Are the inefficiencies of Earth that we have to...
Look, if I'm being totally honest, I would say let's not bring guns, obviously.
Yeah, because we're going to make laser guns.
First of all, if you want to kill somebody, make a laser gun, because at least you're adding value to the society while you're murdering.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else would I not bring? Oh, cigarettes. You're looking at me like that's a stupid idea not to bring cigarettes.
Who's going to bring cigarettes?
Somebody's going to bring cigarettes. The Russians.
You think there's going to be a smoker on the...
I bet there's going to be a smoker. Oh, real bones.
How are they going to smoke on the way there? It's like a 9-month journey.
In the bathroom. They'll just cover the fire detector.
Like on an airplane?
Yeah.
They cover the smoke detector?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't you know that tampering with that is a federal offense?
Yeah, we'd have to turn the whole ship around to get them arrested.
Yeah. Like, we gotta make an emergency landing on an asteroid.
Man, that's the other problem. I think if you bring a group of super smart people to Mars, and then you're like, that's it. Like, you can't come back. This is your life now. This is your society now.
How long before they hate each other?
How long before, A, they hate each other, or B, like, some sort of weird anarchy takes over because they're all kind of not interested socially in getting along. They're more interested in their little experiments.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you interrupt somebody's experiment in hydroponics or something to use the room on the bench for your experiment or something, then there's no there's no criminal code.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to make, like, an episode of Survivor. You don't want to hand pick ones and twos. I just want, like, a dope group of buds. Like, I'll send a rugby team. I'll just find a rugby team. Like, look,
I don't
want to
go to the rugby team.
Sweet group of bros.
It'll make me feel like I'm in high school again.
I mean, there'll be some girl bros too, obviously.
Girl bros. I would like to bring.
That's like the best example of like imperialist, like poor planning. Is like they're like, no, we're just gonna send men, and it's like everyone's dead because you didn't send any women to breed. And they're like, ah, oh, yeah, we forgot.
We forgot. I would definitely, I like your earlier, just a dope group of buds.
Yeah.
Because I can think of a nice even spread as well, a nice diverse crew of buds that I would just love to hang out with forever.
Yeah.
They would be so depressed that I took them to Mars with me.
Yeah, because if they're a fun group of buds, you just got to make sure you bring everybody that they like.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my main fear.
So then
fear
they wouldn't be depressed because they're not leaving anybody behind.
They're going to be hyper intelligent people that still can't get along because it's like, it isn't. Throughout entirety of human history.
They're like, man, I wish there was a dumb person around that would just agree with me without
yeah, that's
arguing.
The thing. Through the entirety of human history, it hasn't been that we just haven't had smart enough people. Like, if only smart people could get along. Smart people don't get along all the time.
Yeah. You need like 2 or 3 supplicants per smart person.
Now you're getting into some Brave New World stuff. We need some like betas,
yeah.
Some alpha levels, some people that have less oxygen during their gestation.
Yeah.
So they're not as smart.
Is that what causes it?
Well, no, that was in Brave New World. They had all those, like, you know how you couldn't make babies? They were made in, like, tanks or whatever, at factories.
I don't know what Brave New World is. Is that
Aldous
a book?
Huxley book, yeah.
Is that a book?
Yeah. Yeah, it's when basically what they do is somebody with a typewriter.
Yeah.
That prints out little words on a book, on paper,
okay.
And then binds
is
it together.
Is there emojis in there?
Yeah, there's no emojis.
None?
Unless you count the A.
The
capital A kind of looks like a
yeah,
bit of
that's
a,
true. That is a bit of an emoji.
It looks like a Banff cabin.
Looks like a mountain.
Ah, damn it. Yours was better.
Looks like a lot of stuff. Snow-capped mountain.
I hate it when you follow up with a better joke. I'm like, Banff Cabin. That's hilarious.
It's It's pretty good. Hey, I'm not trying to take it away.
I think you did though. No, it's not that you meant to. I think you just happened to.
It's just it's called a topper.
It's your brain can't not top.
So what you're saying is you would not bring me to Mars so that you could remain.
Do you think we would kill each other?
You could remain the funniest person on Mars.
Oh, shots fired. But also yes. No,
yeah.
I think we could get along.
Probably. I think so for sure.
We're playing a lot of games. When we needed our space, we would just go and play games.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people that I would get along with for an extended period of time. Like, I go on the road sometimes for stand-up comedy, and I have to be in a car with somebody for 8 hours.
Must
and
be
even
a nightmare
that, I'm
if
like,
they start.
I gotta murder this person. We're 6 hours in.
I wish I had stowed a gun in here like Peter would have.
Yeah. Oh, man. If only Peter was here.
That's why I would bring... No, I wouldn't. What else wouldn't I bring?
I'd bring a spear. I think that's better than a gun.
It's more violent.
Like almost the same range. When you're talking spaceship, it's close quarters.
Yeah, why would you bring a spear?
It doesn't run out of ammo.
No, but it could accidentally do the same
no
amount of
gas
damage.
Compression
that's true.
Required.
No explosives.
Yeah.
Bow and arrow.
Gets wet,
that.
Still works.
I would definitely bring a sword.
You can use a spear underwater, even.
You can use some guns underwater.
Some guns, all spears.
You got me.
That's the new name of our podcast.
Some guns, all spears. I would bring a sword.
Sword?
Like a good Roman gladius, a nice short sword.
Not like a katana?
Nah, I think a short sword because I want to be able to bash.
Yeah, you want a pommel strike.
Yep. I'm pretty sure things are going to go rough as soon as we land on Mars is what I'm getting at.
There's going to be some kind of thing down there.
Yep.
Starship Troopers style. Big bugs.
What wouldn't I bring? Can I say, here's a weird one. I wouldn't bring makeup, and I don't mean for me.
You just think that's it for makeup? That's one of the things you want to leave behind?
I want to leave behind that industry of like the weird difference between men and women where we're all like, yeah, women are, you know, totes equal, but you still got to paint your face. Why?
Some women like that.
Absolutely.
They feel sexy.
Some men like being the head of households and getting paid more.
Yeah,
you
but what if
I
like,
think something's got to go.
Yeah, all right.
Before we're truly actually
equal. Or just make up for everybody. What about that?
Oh, okay.
What if we just can all wear makeup? Yep. Ancient Egyptian style.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd look great with some eyeliner.
I think...
I could look real manly.
I bet, yeah. You know what? I've never looked into that. Is there makeup for men, but not in a way that's like, I'm a man wearing makeup, but like, I look awesome.
Yeah. Haven't you ever been on TV?
Oh, like you're just saying TV makeup is makeup
yeah,
for men.
Yeah, that's makeup for men.
Yeah, I guess I'll just clean up your pores.
It's makeup and they put it on you and you're a man.
Plump up the lips.
Sure.
But you look manly still.
What kind of aliens do you think they're like? What
on okay. Some of these planets?
Let's go. We're running out of time here. Speculatively, let's hear your best ideal alien situation.
Uh-huh.
And then worst alien situation on Mars.
On Mars?
Yeah, like,
well,
we
like
get
we're,
there. Or any of these other planets.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We're sure Mars has nothing. I mean...
Are we sure?
Well, look, we might find evidence of, like, some bacteria
what
one day.
What about sandworms? They're big and they're underground.
I'm going to... Is that your worst idea?
They know how alien? To hide from the tiny six-wheeled robot.
Here's my worst alien that we find on another planet. They are like us.
Just humans.
No, well, yeah.
Russians.
What a good story. Yeah, we find Russians. Man, this got racist. Listen, Russians, I like you, but just stop hurting gay people. All of you. The worst alien would be some sort of methane breathing, like one that's completely not attuned to our climate.
Yeah.
However, all the shit we're pumping into our climate, they would love it.
Yeah.
So we get to their planet and we're like, yeah, we'll set up some tents and we'll... You know, we'll pressurize them and put nice breathable air in there. What are these aliens? Oh, God, they feed off our methane.
And then they're sharp. Everything about them is sharp. They're like bears. Like, they have claws like a bear, so they can rip the tents.
But it's like a glass thing. It's like glass bears. That's what they call them.
Yeah.
So it's like really sharp and slick.
Yeah, it's no good. All right.
Sharp angles.
All right, ideal alien?
Okay, ideal alien would basically be like a Romulan. Like, I'm like humanoid. There's like an ape-like evolutionary tree on this planet as well that produced basically the same kind of thing as mammals. They're carbon-based,
mm-hmm.
and they communicate in much the same way we would.
Are they sexy?
And they're a little bit sexy.
Like Romulans?
I'm fine with them having a bit more hair. Like, I imagine there's a world out there with like a Planet of the Apes style thing.
Yeah, okay.
Where they didn't quite get as like pink and smooth as us.
Yeah.
We're very pink and smooth.
What if they're more pink and smooth? Like their water, they're more like wet, like their planet's wetter.
Like, are they like totally slippery, like oiled?
Yeah.
Oiled babes?
Yeah, like they're just oiled babes.
Yeah, I'd give it a shot. I'd see what was up.
You'll take it? All right. Okay.
What about you?
I'm on the other side of it. I think that the ideal alien would be something utilitarian, like a cow.
Oh, so we get there and there's just like super domesticated.
Just like a delicious animal that is also like horse-like, so we can ride it. Like,
oh,
they're
yeah.
just cool. Like if you could just like combine like a cow and a horse and a dog.
Like a delicious tauntaun.
Yeah, like a tauntaun. Sure. Like a tauntaun. Actually, I don't know if I'd want him to be like a dog, so we get attached to them. But like, I don't know.
Oh, you know what? There's one more thing I wouldn't bring, even though it's kind of related to what you said you'd want to be on this planet.
Yeah.
I would try not to bring like a meat-based food system.
Meat-based diet?
I think, here's the thing. I'm saying it here first. This is the first time I've said it out loud. I was reading about it this morning, and I've got to admit, look, I love meat. I'm probably still going to eat meat, unfortunately. I just eat it. There's nothing I can do about that. I just love it. However, I do think I'm probably in the wrong for eating as much meat as I eat.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. If we want to move forward as a species, we probably want to get our protein.
Oh, God, I hate saying that.
But we need certain things in meat that we can't get anywhere else.
Right, but I think we could do it synthetically one day.
We can synthesize it.
And I'm just saying, like, it's like the meat industry is hundreds of times worse than, like, even cars. It's so bad.
What if it was like the animal, this ideal alien that I'm talking about is like really regenerative, like a lizard?
So chopping off their legs all day.
Like it just, but like it doesn't even hurt them. Like their leg just falls off when they're done with it and then we can eat it.
That'd be sweet.
And then they just grow another one and we can ride them.
Oh yeah.
And they breathe fire.
Here's, I guess, to be honest,
to smite our enemies.
My ideal alien would be just like a little bit of useless bacteria so that when we get to that planet, we don't have to destroy that ecosystem like we definitely would.
Yeah.
Like any planet we go to that already has an ecosystem on it is screwed.
Yeah, it's like a young ecosystem.
We'll destroy it quickly and with big smiles.
Yeah, we'll be like, whatevs.
And I will take part. Like I'll be excited about it and I'll still destroy that ecosystem even though I'll have launched campaigns to save it.
Yeah.
But if there isn't an ecosystem there and we can terraform it, that's much better.
Yeah.
For me, mm-hmm. morally.
I think the worst alien would be like sexy ones because then we'd get too distracted. That would just ruin our camp.
And then what if they like, if they're like,
we'd be done. We'd have nothing to work towards.
What if they would just like sex us the best and then eat us like spiders? Like, we get there and they're like, they take the form of just the sexiest thing you've ever seen. You're like, it's not even like a human form, but there's just something about it that just like makes you go crazy.
It's got a pheromone.
Yeah. So we sleep with it because at the end of the day, we're
like
just
that,
monkeys.
Like that thing that eats ants.
Oh, no.
It, like,
don't say it. It's so gross.
It has a pheromone on its chest.
No.
And then the ants get all up in there and then it jams its beak into their head.
No, I hate this.
Sucks their innards out.
Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
You know what? I agree with you.
Because there's nothing like being more like disappointed, like, but I loved you. It's like, and you're dead.
She swallows your innards.
You're like, oh, man.
Can't
believe
I fell for
it.
I agree with you. I think that's the worst alien.
Yeah. Real gold digger.
Brain digger.
Brain digger. I ain't saying she a brain digger.
Okay, so I don't know what our conclusion is because I don't know what our question was. The new planets, yes or no?
I think that should I be in charge of leading a space operation? Probably not.
No, me neither. However, I should be in charge of the 10 forward, like the bar.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you're setting up a colony, Peter and I would make a great bartending duo.
You'll do stand up. We'll do like a storytelling night. We'll put on little plays. Come
on. Sure. That way I can live my dream, which my secret dream is to be a bartender. So like a space bartender.
I thought you were gonna say like the most popular comic on the planet Mars.
I mean that'd be pretty cool. I'd be the first one.
That's why I want to do a play in space. I want to do the first theater piece
in
space.
The first theater piece in space? Yeah. That's pretty good.
But like the first, like, I print programs and there's like little seats that the astronauts have to strap themselves into.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome. Get Elon Musk on the phone.
Yes.
We're going to look into this. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.